Hi, and welcome to a managerial edition, Gutter. There's just three of us in this cosy room. It's John and it's Sean. It's not a host of names as we found on the last few shows, but John's pointed out to discuss. We've just, you know, it's the Amarim show, as we said last time. It's Amarim this, Amarim that. Deciding how to pronounce his name, talking about 343. We've done this for weeks. But John, you said you haven't been on this one with me for a while. So you got some hard and fast views on the whole situation. Are you anti-Amarim or something? What are you going to spring on me?
I feel like that's been built up a lot there. No, I just thought, do you know what, Rob? I thought your agenda was excellent. And I thought it's a typically thought out and well thought out Rob Gutman agenda. And
it was a desperate for material agenda, I would categorise it.
It didn't come across as that. And just every point on your agenda, I thought, yeah, I've got things to say on this.
So don't
put me on a pedestal and just allow me to just go. But every excellent point that you want to speak about, I have hopefully equally excellent responses.
Yeah. If you listen to my last shoot here, I was chatting to guys in Portugal. I was doing all kinds of research on the Amarims.
Their
family.
I've got an actual Portuguese football manager coming in at 1 o'clock just for a chat for now.
Jose?
We'll
wow. An exclusive. I'll look forward to that one, John.
Yeah. Well, he's coming in at one. I'm gonna do a few background checks. No, he's legit.
If you go through the greatest managers in Portuguese football history, Jose's in the conversation.
Of course.
I think the lads I was talking to behind bars in Portugal the other week were telling me Amarim's better than him. Do you know I reckon the third most famous is?
Were you in jail in Portugal?
I thought that every time I say behind bars. It does sound like that, doesn't it? No, I was drinking too much.
Okay, okay.
Do they like Villas Boas still?
No, he didn't get a look in. He can fuck off. No, but I would say there's now going to be a holy trinity, and Portuguese people write in and contradict me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to say it's Amarim now. He's in the list. Jose Mourinho. And there's a lad, he's not Portuguese, but he's arguably the greatest in Portuguese managerial history. Do you know what his name is? Shall I tell you?
Bobby Robson.
No, I forgot about him. No, he's better than him. Bella Gutman.
No.
Bella Gutman, wow. Not in the gutter. No, he managed the Ledge Benfica team of the 1960s.
Is that right?
That won the European Cup and lost to United in the European Cup. He was Hungarian. And I think there's something in Benfica folklore called the Curse of Bella Gutman, which I kind of want to appropriate.
No, I do feel like that there's a bar in this somewhere.
Yes, there is, yeah. Yeah. There is. One of those weird, trendy names for bars, like the Curse of Rob Gutman or something. That's a bar right there.
So when you're in Portugal and
not in jail, but drinking alcohol.
Yeah, when you're drinking alcohol in Portugal and for whatever reason your surname comes up, do people go, ah...